Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We all grew up a little bit differently than each other. And I had a revelation today.
Okay.
And I'm curious if it's true. I guess you could say it's a working theory that I've got.
So you were thinking about us?
I was thinking about you guys while walking my dog.
Okay.
During the poop part where you're picking up the poop, you're like, I wonder how Slacker grew up.
No. I was thinking, what is like the sound that makes you go, oh, it's summer?
Whoa.
Because I was walking my dog through the neighborhood and it was a kid screaming, cannonball! Oh. And jumping into the pool and hearing the splash. And I went, oh, it's summer. Like,
yeah.
But I think it really depends on what you did with your summer.
Because you grew up in California, probably.
Yeah, and we would go to like, you know, the
pools all the time.
Yeah, the community, not the community pool, the like rec pool. I don't know.
I was not exposed to pools much. So cannonball is not my summer.
It's not your summer thing.
It's not. I'm trying to think of what is.
I remember I played tennis, and so I would have to wake up early and go play. So for me, it's just like the sound of tennis.
I love that.
The sound of the ball machine going, boom.
We didn't have the ball machine.
Or just the
Oh, you didn't practice? Just like, boom.
It was a whole group of us.
And like the little sneakers
going
across the court. Yeah.
Huh.
That's so funny. That was another one I was thinking of.
Really?
And not for me, but there were people playing tennis and I was like, I feel like for some people.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about this. Like, we grew up like so differently than the kids now. My parents I had the opposite of a curfew. It was like, you know, like a curfew is be home by.
Yeah.
I had a don't come home until.
During like summer or all the time?
Yeah, it was like, get out of the house and I don't want to see you till dinner. Like,
so is your sound like a bike?
My sound like for sure would be like the doorbell ringing and like Tony Staub or one of the neighborhood kids. It was like, it was like that. Somebody would stop by and like you'd all jump on the bikes and it was like late, like bye. I mean, I remember having to come home one time because I'd wrecked my bike so bad that I was bleeding profusely.
Uh-huh. Was that like, in front of a certain house?
In front of what?
A girl's house.
That one was not. One was, so I'm riding. They were doing new construction in a place called Jaeger Hill. This is a great story, right? So they had like built the, or like dug the foundation for a walkout basement.
Oh no.
And it wasn't there 2 days earlier. So we're hauling on our bikes and I'm first and I launched and I landed and it was like, everybody's like, oh my God. It was the most epic thing I've ever done in my life because I didn't know it was there. And I was like, whoa.
And you felt, you landed into it.
But it's a walkout. So I landed and then I'm still going because I'm on the road. We would have normally just gone down this hill and there was no more hill. It was just a straight drop.
Wow.
And I landed, nailed it. Perfect. It was the most epic moment of my life. So I circled back around.
Oh, God.
Double or nothing, baby.
Yeah.
And the second time, I knew it was there. So
you got scared.
I flinched.
Yeah.
And went straight down. And all my friends were so helpful. They all like circled their bikes and like helped me. No, they scattered. Scattered like cockroaches.
Because they were scared.
Yes. They were just gone. Because I made a sound like a cantaloupe being dropped. It was like,
Oh my gosh.
That's okay. Your sound of summer.
Yes, yeah. That's my sound of summer.
We ate a lot of cantaloupe in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that. It was like, I just remember. Yes.
What is yours, T-Hack?
There's
corn?
a few for me.
Sorry.
Corn tasseling.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Detasseling.
Detasseling, yeah. No, I was going to say bugs, because there was those, like, the gym bugs and the mayflies, and they just, there is a sound that I didn't even know was a sound until I moved to where they aren't there, where you just go outside and you just hear the, like, just constantly, you just hear them.
That's the cicada, right?
Oh my gosh.
I think I always get it confused because there's mayflies, there's June bugs, and there's
June bugs are the ones that like fly into my fire and like pop like popcorn, right? They're like the red ones.
Aren't those also love bugs? Aren't they the same thing?
I don't know. I've never heard of a love bug.
Was a show with a...
No, there's a nickname for a bug.
I just call Swanson love bug.
Yeah. Nobody here knows what the love bug was, but it was a Disney show with a talking VW Beetle, and the little hood would be like,
Herbie. Oh.
Herbie the love bug.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan was in the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so why'd you let... You needed Herbie? His name is Love Bug. No, it's Herbie the Love...
I needed the
and it's
government
got number
name.
58 or something? What numbers it got on it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Love bugs are a species of march fly, not just march a car.
And cicadas only happen once every 7 years, is
yeah,
that
but
right?
Here's the thing. I think there's like the 7-year cicada, there's like a 12-year cicada, and then there's like a 3-year cicada
so
or whatever.
Kind of cicadas mm-hmm. all the time.
Just kind of, yes. Yeah, especially, okay. And it depends on what year they went under... So it's like in Iowa. Oh my God. If you've never seen it. Ugh.
No, when I lived in Nashville, it happened and I was horrified.
Because you're just wading through piles of dead ones. Because once they've found a mate and get it done and bury their little eggs under the ground for the next 7-year disaster, they just die in heaps. And it's the most, and they can block out the freaking sun.
Yeah, especially there would be like a local music festival thing, like concert series.
Oh, yeah, with the lights.
And the lights, and you just look up, and they're just covered, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm glad that's not my sound of summer.
Okay, so none of these are good. Yours is the only good one. Cannonball's good.
And tennis is great.
Yeah. Okay, so the boys
live normal lives.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.